With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken faces many challenges as he meets with Arab leaders.
An analyst with the Middle East Institute, Brian Katulis, says there's a lot on Secretary of State Antony Blinken's plate, like deals on military, nuclear energy, and AI initiatives with Saudi Arabia. But first and foremost,
achieve a temporary ceasefire and hostage release, reconstruction aid into Gaza, a two-state solution.
Katulis says there have been good ceasefire proposals on the table, and it's Hamas that's been rejecting them.
And Hamas actually has the power to get to a ceasefire, and they're choosing not to do so.
Katulis says he thinks Israel eventually will have to accept a two-state solution. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump has met privately with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump-DeSantis rivalry during the GOP presidential primary featured name-calling and insults, but the two men are trying to patch things up, and it started with a three-hour meeting over the weekend. According to people familiar with the discussion, the former president and Florida governor are working on plans for joint fundraising efforts in the general election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police say three law enforcement officers serving a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm were killed, and five other officers were wounded in a shootout at a Charlotte, North Carolina home. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings said the officers were first shot at as they approached the suburban home Monday afternoon. They say they fired at a suspect in the front yard, and after that man fell, more shots were fired at them from inside the home. A suspect was found dead, and two other people were found in the house. On Wall Street, the Dow by 146 points, the Nasdaq rose 55. This is SRN News. Who is smoking pot in America? SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
A lot of people, apparently. A new Gallup poll indicates that about 10% of the U.S. population now uses marijuana on a regular basis. 20% do so at least once a month. Lower-income people are much more likely to use than those who are wealthy. States have been busy legalizing pot in recent years over the warnings of clergymen, pro-family advocates, and addiction experts. They all argue that legalization will only lead to greater usage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee's GOP-controlled legislature passed a bill penalizing adults who help minors receive sex change operations without parental consent. The legislation mirrors the language in an abortion trafficking measure that lawmakers approved recently. That bill would bar adults from helping young girls obtain abortions without permission from their parents or guardians. Violations include helping that young person travel to another state for abortions. SRN News. NATO's chief says alliance countries haven't followed through in time on what they'll promise to Ukraine.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that serious delays in support have meant serious consequences on the battlefield for Ukraine. Ukrainian troops had to make a tactical retreat from three villages where Russian forces have been making gains. Ukraine and its Western partners are trying to release new military aid that can help check the Russian advance across eastern areas. Russia is a far bigger country than Ukraine, with greater resources to draw on. Stoltenberg said more weapons and ammunition for Ukraine are on the way. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
In other developments surrounding Ukraine, Sophie, the Duchess of Edinburgh, made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, the first British royal to travel to the country since Russia's 2022 invasion. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.